I think one of the sort of problems we have is like I think when we were kids they didn't explain racism to us properly, because all they did was to tell us like racism is just hate. That's all it is. It's just hate and ignorance. Yeah, that's a big part of it, but that's not all it is. Because it's not. Think about it. It's not just random hate. You know, racism is you gotta hate the right people at the right time for the right reason. Racism is a narrative. You know what I mean? You gotta hate the right people at the right time for the right reason. Like if you just showed up at a Klan rally right now and be like, "These freaking Irish," they'd be like, "Whoa, dude, you're about 150 years late on that." You know, like, buddy, we're kind of focused on Mexicans right now. You know. It's a narrative. You gotta hate the right people at the right. It's a through line of a story. It's canon, like Star Wars. You know, and just like you know how you have Star Wars nerds, right? You hate racists are hate nerds. Basically, that's what they are. They're nerds of hate. Because if you ever talk to a Star Wars nerd and get something wrong, get like a mistake in their worldview. You ever talk to a Star Wars nerd and like, "Oh yeah, Darth Vader, that's Kylo Ren's father. It's his grandfather." Like they lose their shit. Same thing with racists. You're like, "Buddy, hey, we're focused on Mexicans right now." "Oh yeah, yeah, I hate the Mexicans too. Yeah, Mexicans control the media." "That's the Jews." Like they. And if you want to piss off racists, that's what you should do. You shouldn't, don't tell them we should all love each other. That rolls off their back. What you should do is you should argue their bullshit with your new invented bullshit. Like just, you know, like, "That's the Jews." "No, I think it's the Mexicans, man. I'm pretty sure Mexicans control the media, man. I'm like, I'm 100% positive." Like, "Dude, there's a button on my remote, turns everything Spanish, all right? There's a whole channel that's Mexican. What are you talking about?" They lose their minds. All right. That being said, all right. So this is gonna sound racist, but go with it for a bit. I think we as a country, right, we have to get together and approach our Italian American brothers and sisters and be like, "Stop it, right? Just stop it with the, oh, forget about that all shit. Just cut it out. It's over." It's not even, mostly it's not Italian Americans who do that. It's other people. Like I grew up on Long Island. Half of Long Island talks like that. They're not Italian. You know, it's like, don't do, because you know what? It has nothing to do with Italy. It has, like if you get an anthropologist or a linguist here, he's not going to be like, "You see here in the Emilia Romagna region is where the O comes from. And in Sicily is where you get, forget about it. It's not Italy. It's not Italy, it's Scorsese." And a lot of people on Long Island are annoyed that so many young people identify as trans now. I'm annoyed that so many people on Long Island identify as Italian. You're not Italian. Stop talking like that. You're embarrassing the actual Italians. And I like doing this joke because I started off by saying, you know, this is going to sound racist, but come with me. And it's so fun doing this joke because whenever I do that, it's going to sound racist, but come with me for a while. Half the audience is like, "What's he gonna say?" And the other half is like, "Say it. Say it." Cheers, thank you.
Sasha Serbo, ladies and gentlemen!